From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A statewide campaign to make it more difficult to make changes to the Colorado Constitution kicked off yesterday. As Spencer Berkland reports, supporters say it will help reduce the influence of special interests in state politics.
About a dozen states allow citizen initiatives, and Colorado has one of the easiest state constitutions to change. A broad coalition from former and current elected officials in both parties, including the governor and Aurora Mayor Republican Steve Hogan, say the measure makes sense.
It has always been a problem that all somebody needed was enough money and enough time to go stand outside grocery stores in Denver to get signatures on petitions.
The initiative would require signatures from 2% of all voters in each of Colorado's 35 state Senate districts to get on the ballot. And the proposal would have to pass in the fall with 55% of the vote instead of a simple majority. Opponents worry it would restrict access to the ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
President Barack Obama arrived at Peterson Air Force Base last night in preparation for his remarks at this morning's commencement ceremony at the Air Force Academy. The Thunderbirds are expected to take to the skies around 12:45. More than 800 cadets are graduating, including 17 international students. And work on the Barnes Road Bridge over Sand Creek in Colorado Springs will affect traffic beginning today. Drivers should expect some delays as crews begin maintenance on the bridge deck. Lane closures are expected in both the east and westbound directions. The project is expected to last for around 6 weeks. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.